It's that time again. Yeah. Ya la hora. You know, power hour. Ponle atención, classes in session. Tune in for an hour, maybe more, that's a blessing. Learn from the captains and the leadership. Flee from religion, cause them churches never teaching shit. Everything you learn for your benefit. Line upon line is a requisite. Never take a deficit, yeah. That mean you take a loss if you spray from the way. You get the understanding if you study every day. Apply what you learn and bless when you pray. That's one interpretation, man, it say what it say. Gaben el tiempo, entra para el templo, aprende del maestro con talento, la Biblia es el centro, usando a Israel como instrumento, no te pierdas en doctrina como viento, estudia y ora y aplica, tiempo para Dios, ven, hace una cita, escritura dinamita, morenos y hispanos, israelita, oye cómo explica, Israel unido en Cristo para la vida, nunca se divida. Tune in, it's the power hour, learn your family history, don't be a coward, yeah. Tune in, it's the power hour. I said learn your family history, don't be a coward.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, we can barely hear you too.
So, okay, I can't hear you. So,
don't worry about it. I don't know which way. I think that's what you said. I can hear you.
Hey, shalom, 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 Israel, Most High in Christ, blessed. I'm Officer Zara.
Soldier Eric.
And this is Soldier Zerushadar.
All praise to the Most High, Israel. Welcome back to the Power Hour. Welcome back to the Power Hour. Lord's will, y'all are doing good this week. Y'all had a good week, and y'all are doing good today. All right. I think this past Wednesday, you know, we had the Power Hour Plus with Captain Yahshua. You know, he had an interview. You was on that, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it went real good. Went real good. Lord's will, y'all tune in to that. If not, tune in. Make sure y'all go to, I think, IOIC events page on YouTube. It's on there. So if you missed out on that, go back and look at that. Look at that interview. All right? So all praise to the Most High. The name of this class is Hypersexuality. It's kind of going into pornography, right? And so wanted to go into this because this is something that a lot of our people that we deal with, pornography. Even in truth right now, you know, there's brothers and sisters that still battling with pornography, and it's a strong spirit that has a hold on a lot of people, and we really have to get rid of it, right? So pull up this first tab for me, addiction.
Yeah, that's a heavy addiction right there.
Right, right. Yeah. A heavy addiction. All right, so addiction, the fact or condition of being addicted to a particular substance, thing, or activity, right? If you could go to hit the down arrow so I can get some synonyms. So it says dependency, dependence, craving, habit, weakness, compulsion, fixation, enslavement.
Wow, that's heavy.
Enslavement, right? So these are some of the synonyms that come with addiction because, of course, we all know that there's different things that people have addictions to, right? But, of course, we're going to go through one, which is pornography, right? So go to the next tab for me, please.
That's a heavy spirit on our people, officer.
Right, right, right. Mm-hmm. This is from the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, all right? Another definition of addiction, all right? It says a compulsive, chronic, psychological, physiological or psychological need for a habit-forming substance, behavior, or activity having harmful physical, psychological, or social effects and typically cause well-defined symptoms such as anxiety,
irritability.
Thank you. Irritability, tremors, or nausea. All right. Upon withdrawal or abstinence. Right. The state of being addicted. Right. So, go to the next tab for me. We're talking about pornography and how it is an addiction, and how we all have certain addictions. You know, that certain lust that we all have. That one lust that's like a thorn in the flesh. Right. Like Paul. Right.
That's right.
Same thing. Right. So go overview. Well, this is from the MayoClinic.organization website. And so it's talking about compulsive sexual behavior. The overview, compulsive sexual behavior is sometimes called hypersexuality. Hypersexuality disorder or sexual addiction, it's an excessive preoccupation with sexual fantasies, urges or behaviors that is difficult to control, causes you distress or negatively affects your health, job, relationships, or other parts of your life, right? So when we read this, you know, we sometimes think of how could this get so out of hand, like where he causes you distress or is difficult to control or negative effects on your health, right? But we're going to get into that later on and see how pornography can affect you to where, you know, like it has been saying, that it's a compulsive behavior. So if it's a compulsive behavior, you're just doing it just to doing it, right? And then after that, you won't have any remorse knowing that you had sin over. And so that's something that a lot of our people are dealing with. You know, it might not be heavy to some degree to certain people, but sometimes it is, right?
Yes, sir.
And so we understand that in the New Testament, it says nothing like the sin is like nothing common to man, right?
Right,
because everyone has that certain sin that other people deal with, right? So you can be battling stealing, and I could be battling stealing, right?
Yes,
so, hey, everyone has this addiction, right? So it says compulsive sexual behavior may involve a variety of commonly enjoyable sexual experience. Examples include masturbation, cyber sex, multiple sexual partners, use of pornography, or paying for sex. When these sexual behaviors become a major focus in your life, are difficult to control, and are disruptive or harmful to you or others, they may be considered compulsive sexual behavior. If you could, pull up that tab for me with the Family Guy. It's like the second to fourth to last tab. Fourth. Yeah. So, of course, just be prepared for some cussing in here, of course. You know, it's Family Guy, but, you know, just go ahead and play it.
Parental discretion is advised.
Radar, yeah. Can't hear a soldier.
Yeah, let me send a message.
Can't hear it.
No sound, sir.
No working on it.
All praises.
Right. So y'all could just give IT, you know, a little patience. You know, just one brother up there right now. So hey, let's go ahead and just get a scripture right now. Matthew chapter 5, verse 27. Matthew chapter 5, verse 27.
I got it.
This is the book of Matthew chapter 5 and verse 27. Ye have heard that it is said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery.
So back then, even in the Old Testament, we have heard that we should not commit adultery, right? But let's see what Christ said. He's going to dig in further to us not committing adultery. Read.
Verse 28.
Mm-hmm.
But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart.
So if I see a woman walking down the street and I look at her for so long, looking at her body parts or whatever, thinking in my mind to where I want to have sex with her, something like that, I'm already committing adultery in my heart, right?
So to the Most High, you didn't already have sex with her.
Exactly, right? Read verse 28 again.
Verse 28. But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart.
Already in his heart. Give me 1 John chapter 2, verse 16.
Whenever you're ready, officer.
Okay, all right, I'll praise this. 1 John chapter 2, verse 16.
This is the book of 1 John chapter 2 and verse 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, it is not of the Father, but is of the world.
So it says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes, right? So it's like that James 1, right? I think it's James 1 and 15. Someone could get that for me, right? But it says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes, right? It's the pride, and the pride of life is not of the Father. So when we deal with pornography, right, all these sexual addictions that we're dealing with, any other kind of addiction, it's of the world.
Right.
It's not of the Most High God, right?
Right?
So that's something that we need to make sure that we're examining ourselves daily, especially if we have this going on with ourselves. You could give me that for me?
I'm going to start at verse 12.
Go ahead. I don't remember what scripture number it is.
All right, this is the book of James, chapter 1, and verse 12.
Bring it out.
Blessed is the man that endured temptation.
Go ahead, just keep reading.
All right. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord had promised to them that love him.
Verse 14 is what I want.
But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust.
So every man is tempted when he is drawn away from his own lust. So if we can correct our lust, we won't really be tempted of anything, right? So if we see like a big booty woman, right, walking down the street or anything like that, or if you see anything like on your phone or your computer, anything like that,
right,
there's triggers, right? I don't know if that's a scientific word, but there's triggers to where people resort back to doing certain things like addictions, right? So if you see like if you have a cocaine addiction, right, or whatever like that, you see someone that you know, whatever, then you see somebody doing it, you know, that's like a little trigger, whatever, right?
Same thing like if you were a smoker, like you smoke cigarettes, and you like going into the grocery store, and the smell hits you, and you'd be like, oh, damn, man, it'd make you.
Right. You know? Yeah. I used to be a smoker in the world, and sometimes when I smell the weed, I'd be like, okay, right, a little strong right there. Yeah. You had something?
Yeah, you know, the class that was on this morning, the Sabbath class, it was going over something similar.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he was saying that men are triggered by physical things.
Exactly.
You understand? And that's pretty much what you're talking about. You see a big booty Judy walking down the street.
Right.
You know, that's what's going to trigger you.
Right.
You know, and you know, our triggers is within seconds that we react to that thing.
Oh, definitely.
You understand? Mm-hmm. It's not going to take us a day. You know, right? As you see that thing, you know, that lust jumps right on you right there.
Yes,
then.
Sir. That spirit jump right on you.
Right.
That's right.
Finish that up for me. Start over again. Verse 14.
Verse 14. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed.
So when you see that, you're tempted by your own self, by your own lust. Read.
Then when lust had conceived.
And when lust have conceived, when that lust that's already a part of you, that's part of the flesh, is already conceived, right?
It bringeth forth sin.
Uh-huh.
And sin, when it is finished.
When you get done with that sin, when you get done masturbating, when you get done dealing with whoever, if you brought a prostitute or anything like that, then what?
Bringeth forth death.
So once you get done, it brings forth death, right? Because we always gonna be judged for every sin, right?
Right.
So go back to that Matthew chapter 5, verse 28.
That's the post-nut clarity.
Mm-hmm. Post-nut clarity,
that's
right.
That's right.
Right.
As soon as you come to your senses.
Right. Go ahead.
You said Matthew 1 and 15?
No, Matthew 5 and 28 again.
My bad.
You good?
This is the book of Matthew chapter 5 and verse 28. But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart.
All right, so give me 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11, right?
This is the book of 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 11.
Right.
Searching what?
Dearly beloved.
You said 1 Peter.
This is the book of 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 11. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul.
Abstain from fleshly lusts, that which war against the soul, right? So your flesh and your soul are warring against each other, right? They're going to be fighting. They're going to be fighting against each other. So you got to think about it. If you have a war, one person has to win and one person has to lose, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. One person has to win and someone has to lose. So it's the same thing with your flesh and your soul. Which one are you going to get trained up? Right. Which one are you going to let win or lose, right?
Yes, sir.
Is it going to are you going to let it be your lust, your fleshy lust, or your soul, right? So go ahead and play this Family Guy clip for me.
There's another scripture, officer, that says that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. You have something, soldier?
No, I was going to say, you know, it depends on which one you feed. If you're going to feed spiritual man, or
right.
You know, feed that lust in you.
Right.
The flesh.
Right, go ahead,
soldier.
Hi, Chris.
Oh, hey, Kristen. What's up?
Not much. I wanted to know if you're going to go to the dance on Friday.
No, probably not.
Oh, that's too bad. I was thinking maybe you and I could go together.
Oh, that's sweet. But like I said, I don't think I'm going to go.
Well, if you change your mind...
I said no!
Okay. Jeez. Bye, Chris.
Chris, that very attractive girl just asked you out and you said no.
Well, sorry, Brian. She just doesn't do it for me. I'm hungry. I might grab a bite to eat.
We all just ate, right?
Hey, pause. Hey, so it's kind of funny, right? Because we look at this and we're like, man, how does this relate to us, right?
Right.
Because his first thing he said, she doesn't do it for him, right?
Right.
She doesn't do it for him. So, of course, you know, like the dog said, that was a good-looking woman, right?
Right.
And so, as you can see, she's out of his caliber, right?
Definitely.
Out of his caliber.
Out of his league.
Right, right. So, he had a woman interested in him, but he turned it down, right?
Right.
So, it's kind of funny, too, to where... when you deal with pornography, right, you have all these different women, like porn stars or whatever, or prostitutes, right?
Right.
They do certain things in those videos, or the prostitutes do certain things right. for you. They dress a certain provocative way.
Different categories. Of
right.
Like, you know what I mean?
And it entices you, right? And so you get used to that to where
this is what does it for me.
Yeah, right. This is what does this for me. And so if I meet another woman in the world, right, especially in person.
Right.
You know, and then she look okay, but she ain't really doing what, you know, what I'm used to, right?
Right.
You know, that's how some brothers react.
Yeah. Because porn kind of desensitizes you. It's a fantasy thing. It's
right.
not a real life thing. Those people train and work out to do whatever it is that they do, you know what I mean? So
right.
in real life, that's just, it's unrealistic, man.
Right.
She didn't look like a fat, juicy burger to him. Yo, homeboys lust his food.
Right. I'm afraid that's what I got out of it, too. He liked food more than
exactly.
he liked women.
Exactly. Because, right. hey, you see all the posturing that she did, you know, she came out, she drove
right.
and all that. All
right.
Trying to get him interested, but hey, that's not his interest.
Right. He jumped up and said, I told you.
Hey, you know what's crazy too? Another thing is that he said, I'm going to go get something to eat when
right.
they just ate, right?
Just got done eating.
Right? So I want you to think about that too. There's brothers, and there's truth right now. Like when they have that sexual lust, right? And so we try to get them around get them around. They always have an excuse to why they can't come, right?
Right.
Or they're always late. And then you understand that they had an appointment with their hand or an appointment with a toy, right?
Pamela Henderson.
Right. So they had an appointment with their hand or Pamela Henderson, like you said, right? So you always be wondering why they can't come, but, hey,
right.
it is what it is because they're dealing with certain lessons.
Right.
You know, that's their main focus.
Yeah. And you know what, bro? My kids are grown. So I remember when they was like 13, you know, around that age. Bro, you couldn't get them out. Bro, they was in the bathroom for hours, bro. So that makes sense about why they late.
You know
what I mean?
Right.
Start to discover yourself. It's a whole nother, ball game after
that. I bet they did discover that. Nah, I'm missing. Go ahead, play
it's
it
the
for
truth,
me.
Though.
Right. All praises. Go ahead, play it for me.
Wouldn't he go out with that girl? Who knows? Maybe he's gay. What? No, you never know. I say we find out. You think he could be? Hey, I've been right about these things before. Remember what I said in 2009?
Bruce Jenner is a man.
No, Brian. That's what the press would have you believe, but he's not. Bruce Jenner is a woman. An elegant, beautiful Dutch woman.
That was years before he...
Stewie, I'm telling you, there's no way Chris is gay. Oh, why? Because he never hit on you? God, the ego.
Hey, Chris, what's up?
Just relaxing, listening to some of Charles Manson's music. What's up with you guys?
Actually... Brian and I are taking a survey, and we wanted to see if you had a few minutes.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, question one. What night are the Tony Awards?
Tony Danza has awards?
Name an appropriate price to pay for jeans.
$5?
What year did Bette Midler release You've Got to Have Friends?
Oh, 1972. And it was fabulous!
Oh, wow. Chris, are you gay?
What? No, I'm not gay.
Well, but why didn't you go out with that girl?
Why would I? I have everything I need in that department on my computer.
Do you have 28 windows of porn playing simultaneously?
Sometimes I pretend I'm at the security desk at the mall, and everyone at the mall is banging each other.
Chris,
pause it.
You're...
So he has 28 tabs or whatever of different porn videos, right?
Open at the same time.
And open at the same time, right? Going back and forth, right? Mm-hmm. Trying to get the best dopamine, the best effect out of all of them, right?
Right.
So that's what most people do when they're dealing with this addiction, right? And so he also said when he was at the mall, he also pictured people having sex and doing certain things, right? So, well, if you go back to the article, the Mayo Clinic org, a lot of times it said it disrupts your the way you think, right? Let me see.
The very last paragraph. Can damage your self-esteem, relationships.
Yeah. So no matter what it's called or the exact nature of the behavior, untreated compulsive sexual behavior can damage your self-esteem, relationships, career, health, and other people. With treatment and self-help, you can learn to manage compulsive sexual behavior, right? So I want you to think about it. Think about these people and the way they think, right? If you have a bad, bad sexual lust, you're going to picture everyone, like he was saying, in the mall doing certain things, right? Whatever intrigues you, right? And so, of course, porn leads to a deeper hole, deep rabbit hole, right? To where it can get to child pornography.
Because stuff get old to you.
Right. Yeah. It can get to bestiality, whatever other categories they have, right? And so I want you to think about it, too. Like I was saying, the child pornography. Say if a guy like that was in the mall and he's looking at all the kids and all the women and children out there, right? What do you think they're thinking? If they have this deep sexual lust for pornography, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that's very that has a hold on a lot of people here in America, even in the world, right? Not just even just us 12 tribes, but all the other people.
Oh, definitely.
All the other nations, right?
And it's go ahead.
You know, because you know it's a chemical reaction.
Right. It's called dopamine. Occurring.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And the dependence on that increases over time because you know you're trying to recreate that initial effect, and you're not gonna be able to because once that you know effect wears off, now you're trying to go back and see if I can get it again, and then over time that addiction increases because now you got to be doing more things to stimulate yourself to get the reaction that you had in the first instance, which you're not gonna get. So that's why that addiction continues to grow and grow.
To reach that same.
Right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You had something.
Oh, I was just going to say that things were a little different when I was younger. You know what I mean? As far as like
you didn't have all the videos.
No,
and all
we
that.
Didn't have. I mean, none of that, bro.
Right.
We didn't have none of that. If you could get a magazine, if you could get one, you know what I mean? That was like the best thing you could have. But
and then you got to try to hide it.
Right. And if you got a Judah mama, you know, they look everywhere, man. Oh, you can't get away with nothing. But nowadays, man, that's how you know that it's crafty counsel because this thing is like, it's free. There's not a 14-year-old kid without a phone that can type in anything they want, anything that comes to their imagination. They can type that in on that phone and it's going to show it to them.
Right.
Yeah. So I wanted to make that comparison.
Go down for me a little bit. Go down for me. Oh, Daniel. All right, symptoms. Some indications that you may be struggling with compulsive sexual behavior include your recurrent and intense sexual fantasies, urges and behaviors that take up a lot of your time and feel as if they're beyond your control, right? You feel driven to do certain sexual behaviors, feel a release of the tension afterward, but also feel guilt or remorse. You've tried unsuccessfully to reduce or control your sexual fantasies, urges, or behavior. You use compulsive sexual behavior as an escape from other problems such as loneliness, depression, anxiety, or stress, right? That's kind of what I was just putting on right there with the Family Guy, right? You continue to engage in sexual behaviors that have serious consequences such as the potential for getting or giving someone sexually transmitted infection, the loss of important relationships, trouble at work, financial strain, or legal problems. You have trouble establishing, maintaining healthy and stable relationships, right? So it was a counselor, right, recently, and so Captain Yashua has said that with pornography, there's a lot of spirits that come after pornography, right? And you can kind of see that right there if you kind of let your house go when you have that spirit on you, right? And so other things affect you and your household and the people around you. So that spirit, a pornography spirit, the lustful spirit, is a very heavy spirit that's on our people, right?
It's slightly homosexual too. You know what I mean? Depending on what you're looking at, I mean, you are looking at another man with a woman, you know. So
exactly.
So that's borderline homosexual. You know what I mean?
Right. And so when you see that, you know, you just get used to it. Then you have that and randomly they end up popping into you that picture of that dude's
yeah,
dude's
rod.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yes, sir. Like,
yeah.
Like, come on now.
Yeah.
No. You know what I mean? Like, people have that.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. It's crazy. But, hey, go to the video, The Science of Pornography Addiction.
Yeah, it's crazy how much it's changed, like technology-wise. Mm-hmm. It's changed just over the years, man. It's crazy.
Right.
Especially when it comes to porn and sex, because that's what what do they say? Sex sales?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, another thing is this crafty counsel for our people, too, right, to keep us in sin.
Yeah, that's right. True, because to be honest with you, you don't have to necessarily look for porn.
No, you don't.
commercials.
I was going
to
say, you can
just
get
on
your
TV.
Phone.
Right,
you know, yeah. There's always some sexual suggestion mm-hmm. in those things,
right.
Like you said. So
and normal, and lately I realized that there's the homosexual thing there. You can't watch a show, you can't do
mm-hmm.
nothing without seeing some kind of, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, man, they putting it in everything.
Right. Go ahead, play that for me. Soldier.
Person. But with the current pornography epidemic, as some call it, one has to wonder how exactly this may affect our desires and perception of sexuality. Moreover, how does it affect our sex lives? Pornography constitutes about 25% of all search engine requests and is the fourth most common reason.
So every time we get on our phone, right, we look for an address, we try to find directions or something, we try to figure out what's 1 plus 1 equals 2, we want to figure out certain math problems, things like that. Everything we Google, right?
Right.
Everything we Google, you just think about it for the whole week, right? Everybody, the search engines, right, like Google, right, 25% of searches is pornography.
That's a lot, man.
Yes.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Hey, check this out. This morning I'm coming up. You know, I want to watch a video
mm-hmm.
on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that every picture that I'm looking at is Fat Booty Judy?
Right, mm-hmm. right.
Yeah, they promote that thing.
Yeah, he's just as he opened up YouTube. That's all I'm saying. I'm like, damn it.
25.
Where's IUIC TV?
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
right.
Sir.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So 25% of searches is pornography.
Hey,
and so, what's up?
I was going to say, and to point out as well, the algorithms that these different companies put out nowadays for social media, they tweak the algorithms to where you may not be looking for that, but
right.
it's still going to pop up just because
yep.
of the way that they have it flowing.
Right. And so it's kind of crazy because some people say that pornography is like the cigarettes of our generation.
Okay.
So you never really see like a lot of people, young people, really smoking cigarettes
right.
like they used to
yeah,
back then.
Right.
But
right. when I was younger, yeah.
Yeah, but the main thing now is pornography.
Right.
It's like cigarettes of our generation. Go ahead, play it. Go 5 seconds back for me.
Yeah, watch a music video nowadays. It ain't nothing but it's almost that's almost porn by itself.
Right. And that's crazy. That's crazy too, because sometimes I watch a music video and something happen, like with a girl come on there, and I'm like, "Dang, I didn't know this was in the music video."
Right.
And I'm actually doing it on my personal computer, you know, it's connected to my work, and I'm like, "Oh man, oh my job don't see this music
right.
video."
Right.
Like, right, what's going on? Right,
right.
That's funny. Too.
Really,
that's
it's the truth, though, man.
Right, go ahead, play that for me.
About 25% of all search engine requests and is the fourth most common reason people give for going on the internet. And while it may seem to simply facilitate an instinctual sexual response linked to millions of years of evolution, the truth is pornography has dynamically changed over time, ultimately molding our tastes and desires. The not-so-shocking truth is that pornography has profound consequences for the brain and acts in many ways like a drug. With prolonged exposure, your tolerance is increased and many often find themselves addicted. Though it's not a physical...
So your tolerance is increased after a certain amount of time, right?
Right.
So it's like with any other addiction, like
right.
they said, drug is like a
yeah.
porn,
right?
Right. Porn is like a drug, so it's like the same thing, like Xanax or whatever they have. What's
right.
the fentanyl that got going on
yeah,
out here?
Yes, sir.
Fentanyl, things like that.
I mean, you do it once, it's good, but as you continue to do so,
right.
it's less and less to you. So then you end up doing more and more to try
right.
to reach. So you just said that.
Reach that peak, right? Yeah. Right. Go ahead, play it.
Substance, it leads to the same general loss of control, the compulsiveness to seek out the activity despite negative consequences, and withdrawal when it goes away, much like that of gambling or running, for example. The issue is that continued exposure can cause long-term or even lifelong neuroplastic change in the brain. Dopamine is released as a reward whenever we accomplish something, whether it be eating to sustain life or sexual activity to produce future life. and this dopamine consolidates neural connections in order to drive us to perform the same activity in the future. In other words, it alters and forms the brain cells to motivate certain actions. It rewires your brain. The National Institutes of Health measure drug addictiveness by testing rats. The rat is trained to press a button in order to get a drug, and the harder it works indicates how addictive the substance is. It turns out that the more addictive a drug is, the more dopamine we see released. And while there is, unfortunately, no rat porn that we can give to them, we do know that dopamine is also released during sexual excitement, which pornography plays right into. The more time you spend doing it, the more dopamine gets released, which reinforces the behavior and makes you not only desire it in the future, but require it. And as you begin to imagine these images away from the computer or while having sex, they become reinforced. Furthermore, each orgasm releases even more dopamine, which consolidates the connections made during the session. It's a feedback loop that becomes harder to escape. And just like a drug, your tolerance for visual stimulation has now compounded, making it more difficult to be turned on by reality. Pornography addiction can often lead to finding your mate less attractive. The good news is, it doesn't have to be permanent. Usually when people understand the mechanism and realize it's affecting their relationships, they can stop. The brain is often described as a use-it-or-lose-it system because the neural connections you stimulate grow stronger and desire to be activated, while the ones you ignore become weakened. Much like your muscles, which, if sitting still all day, itch for activity, but after prolonged non-use, they become complacent. Luckily, because of this use-it-or-lose-it brain, the same neuroplastic system that proliferates these habits can also be used to acquire healthier ones. Got a burning question you want answered?
All right, you good. All right, so y'all can see that it has a huge effect, like we've been saying over and over again, right? And so it affects marriage relationships, as you can see. Like the guy was like, well, the woman, she said, "I'm naked, honey, I'm naked." And then the guy was like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." Right, that's some relationships in Israel today, even in the world, right?
Yeah, so true. I remember I used to work at a warehouse, and you know, this Caucasian, Esau, he married, you know, he got his wife, and you know, we talking at work, and he's saying that, you know, his wife, he's having issues in his marriage because he's addicted to porn. I'm like, bruh,
come on,
how the hell
man.
Did that happen?
Right.
If you got a woman,
how
you understand why even bother with the porn?
Right. Because
yeah. I wasn't getting it. So I'm like, God damn it, you got a wife over there,
right?
Go deal with the woman. But
he,
now,
he was an Edomite, you said?
Yeah, he'll like whack off in the next room and then go to bed, go lay down beside his wife. I'm like, damn, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's some crazy stuff. But, you know, now you understand it's an addiction that he's dealing with.
Right.
You understand? So
That's in their spirit, though. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Right. Hey, give me Sirach chapter 18, verse 31. Sirach chapter 18, verse 31. Right. So after a while, you have that tolerance and the retention or whatever, and then you have to go for more to get that dopamine effect, right? Read that for me.
This is the book of Sirach, chapter 18 and verse 31. If thou givest thy soul the desires that please her, she will make thee a laughing stock to thine enemies that malign thee.
So I want you to think about it. If you give your soul the desires that please her, right? Your fleshly lust, right? You give your flesh the desires that it wants, it's going to make you a laughing stock, right? And so I want you to think about it, too. Like, say, like, if we're on a strict diet, right? Because I'm on a diet right now, and so I'm eating, like, just chicken and broccoli or something like that most every day, right?
Right.
And so, like, two times each day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm getting tired of it. I'm getting tired of the same thing.
You're burnt out on it.
Right. I'm burnt out on it, right? And so I want some more. Like, I want something else. Give me something else. Like, I need something, right? So it's kind of like the same thing, like with these drugs, people, because it's like an appetite. You're feeding your flesh, and so your flesh going to get tired of the same thing. It's going to want more and more,
right?
It's heavy. You think about it, like how it correlates, right?
Like the story you just told.
Right.
Same thing, bro.
Right. My wife laughed at me too because I said that. Hey, pull up that article. Well, it's not. It's like a Google search. I think it's that second tab with the Google. No, go. Yeah, that one. Yeah. So, if you just, I had typed in pornography, right, and I had clicked on the news, And so if you just scroll down, you know, just keep scrolling just a little bit, right? You'll see different instances of men getting caught pornography, child pornography, getting arrested for it, right? And when you look at these articles, it happened recently, like in the same day or two, right?
Hey, officer, there's also a commonality on all of them. They all Esau.
Right, right, right. Most of Esau, right?
See, Bruce 12, 16.
Keep going. Hit next.
Hey, officer, you ever watched that To Catch a Predator?
Uh-uh.
You ain't never seen that before?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my gosh, man. I think it's crazy. They set the men up where they be online talking. They think they're talking to a kid, and then mm-hmm. they show up at their house, and Chris Hansen is there and the police. And
right.
They be funny as hell, man.
But look at it, though. It's like 40 or 50 articles just about men getting caught for child pornography
yeah.
in the past day or two.
Is that? Oh, yeah, 19 hours, 23 hours. Wow, it ain't even a day yet.
So go back to number one. Go back to number one and go to that first article that popped up.
That was heavy, officer.
And
it was all within it say 23 hours on page 3, so it ain't even been a day.
Right, and so you think about it. Think about how much that happens every doggone day.
Apparently, yeah.
Because of what? Porn addiction, right? They have to get that. They have to get more and more and more, right? And then you have a county teacher indicted on child pornography, right? The people that's teaching your kids
mm-hmm.
even have that issue as well.
Yeah, they in there lusting after your kids while they there. Mm-hmm. you shouldn't send your kids to Esau school, man.
That's true. But it's just crazy how, you know, of course this is Esau, but look at their mind to where they couldn't let go of the addiction they had, right? So that's something that, you know, we need to make sure that we're keeping in control of our own lust, because we don't want people that's in Israel to be up on there, right?
Right.
Especially when they had the IRC shirt and all that, and then they on there with an article saying they got arrested for child pornography.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And so if you have that addiction, you know, repent and get from it, you know, for
that's
real.
That's right.
Because this ain't no joke, for real. Go to the that next video for me. I think it's the Dr. Jordan one. Yep. Yes, sir. Hey, pause real quick.
And it's
you know, I think you had said too, when you see a woman multiple times, you know, it's, well, actually just play. We'll get to it. Just play it.
And it's a non-trivial technological problem, you know. It's now possible for young men to look at more beautiful nude women in one day than any man has ever seen, you know, prior to 10 years ago, 20 years ago, than any man in history had ever seen.
Right.
That's not nothing. That's something. And to think that doesn't do anything to you, it's like, no, that likely does something to you.
So, hey, pause. So that's like an evil communication, right? When you see social media like Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok, or whatever these social medias is out, right? Mm-hmm. You see all these different women, beautiful women, right, every day, right? You're seeing more than what you have seen in your entire life or in the past week, right?
Right.
That's doing something to you, like he said, right? Mm-hmm. And so, of course, like you were saying earlier, like we see visual things, right?
Yeah.
So where we see a woman, you know, we're visual people. That was you that said that.
Right.
Yeah. So we're visual people. And like Kevin Samuels, he used to always say that too. He always be like, we're visual. Men are visual, then the women are emotional, right? So it's kind of heavy too that he said that too as well. Go ahead, play it. You have to give me a little bit.
Want someone honest.
Things that men need to be focusing in on when it's trying to select a woman for a long-term marriage partner.
Well, you want someone honest. That's really, really important. Someone who will do her best to tell the truth. And my wife swore she'd do that before we got married, and she has. Probably better than I have. And so that's a rock, man, at the bottom of things, you know. So that's, and you can't underplay the role of sexual attraction. And that's a mysterious thing. And so that's crucial as far as I'm concerned.
I dropped this.
And can't be
that's a real, you know, question about that, Jordan Peterson, Dr. Peterson. So you mentioned
Yeah, Sirach chapter 25, verse 21. So that main part that I wanted to get out of is kind of the intro what he had said earlier, that a lot of times that when you see certain women multiple times, like different women, it gets to you, right? And so that comes with the lust that you have, right? You have to limit certain things, that communication, that social media for you, because you know, we know our own selves, right? Yes, we have to examine ourselves daily, and you know yourself what gets to you, what tempts
what
you.
What does it for you?
Right, and so you have to understand that if something does that to you, get rid of it, right?
Mm-hmm. Bring
it out. Try to avoid it at all costs, right? Go ahead.
This is the book of Sirach, chapter 25 and verse 21.
Bring it out.
Stumble not at the beauty of a woman, and desire her not for pleasure.
Hey, it's kind of crazy, too, because it says stumble not at the beauty of a woman. The Most High God knew how men roll, right? He knows how we act, and he knew that men will go out of their wits for women, and he knows that we'll stumble, you know, we'll trip and fall. You've seen that where brothers be looking at a woman, turn around their head, and they looking at her butt, whatever.
Hit a pole.
Right, hit a pole, and they trip over the sidewalk, right. Things like that, right? That happens, right? The Most High God says, stumble not at the beauty of a woman.
It's happened to me.
Oh,
I ain't lying. It's happened to me, man.
Oh, man. Hey, yeah, go ahead.
This is too funny, bro.
Yeah. The soldier wanted to pull this up. Go ahead.
I was just talking about To Catch a Predator.
Right.
To show that they're doing this.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Come on, I just got out of the shower. There's some juice on the table.
Mm-hmm, take your time.
You want to explain to me what you're doing here?
I came looking for booty.
You came looking for sex with an underage boy?
Oh, no. I ain't come looking for no little boys. I ain't got no milk, no cookies, nothing. I came looking for man's butt.
A man's butt? Excuse me?
Oh, I know who you are, Chris Hansen. But see, I called you Chris Hansen. I watch your TV show all the time. You can go ahead and bring them cameras and them police is waiting outside. It don't make me no difference. Now, I tell you what. I like you, and I want you. Now, we can do this the easy way, or we can do it the hard way. The choice is yours.
Well, I don't think you and I will be doing anything any kind of way.
Okay, I see you choosing the hard way.
Okay, cut. This isn't working.
Someone get this. Oh, you ruined that butt. Oh, Chris, I'm a warrior.
Yo, that's a booty warrior right there.
That's a real dude, bro. Have you
yeah,
seen
I know.
You
I
seen the interview with him?
I see that.
That thing, too. You ain't seen it?
No.
Bro, that
no,
I see
he said booty more important than water.
That's what that addiction eventually
means. Right.
Bring when
it out,
when the women ain't doing it for you no more, that's what it's going to lead to.
Right.
Wow.
Hey, that's heavy, right? Pull up the one with the key and the pill.
Key and pill.
Yeah, key and pill. Give me this one.
Yeah, he bold with that thing.
Yeah. He was like, yeah, we can do this the easy way. We can do it the hard way.
He said, all of them take the easy way.
Oh, damn.
Hey, I'm sorry if y'all got family watching you. Y'all got kids. I'm sorry.
Parental discretion is advised.
Right.
I ain't going down without a fight, man. Ain't no easy way with me.
Hey, real talk, bro.
Oh, man.
Hey, girl. I'm home.
Hey, boo. How you doing?
Good.
How was work?
Sucked.
Aw. Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah, sure. What up?
I've just been noticing that every time I leave to go out, the next time I open the computer, the browser history's been cleared.
That's weird.
Yesterday, I went food shopping for like 15 minutes. I used the computer before I went to the store, and when I came back, my history was gone, the cache was cleared, and the cookies have been reset.
Deleted everything.
Well, I think sometimes the computer runs an automatic software update, so maybe that just kind of clears the history.
Yeah, except when you update the software, a little window pops up, and you click OK, and then it gets installed. So,
I don't know, maybe there's something wrong with the computer, you know? And it's just one of those things, whenever it gets interrupted from the power source, it has to reboot, and it just totally wipes out the history.
Be honest, babe. It's porn, right?
Porn? What's, Oh, pornography?
It's okay if you look at porn. I assumed you did anyways. I mean, every guy does. I'm perfectly okay with that, as long as it's not that weird stuff. Oh. All right. Well, I mean, kinky's okay. I like kinky.
Hold on. What did she just say? That's okay.
Yeah.
Like,
because guess
like
what?
Kinky, right.
She dealing with the same damn thing too.
Bring it out.
Ain't no woman gonna say, hey, porn is okay, because she know what you're looking at.
Right.
You're looking at another woman.
And women jealous.
And they be jealous like that. So when she said that is okay, guess
she
what? You better check her. Goddamn.
Bring it out.
Have you seen this video?
No.
Hey, it's heavy. You said that too.
Because I dealt with the shit.
Okay. Bring it out.
Play it.
Twisted S&M stuff.
He really leaking now.
Wow. Okay. I'm not going to judge your journey. It is your fantasy. Just as long as you're looking at women who...
Come on.
Not women?
Man.
Wow. Okay. Men? Chicks with dicks? Horses? Worse than horses? Wow.
Hey, I don't know if y'all see the little squirt coming out the top of his head.
Right.
Hey, play it.
It's squirting raw. Look at it.
None of that matters. The only thing that matters is that when we're doing it, I'm thinking about you.
What
about me, right?
The hell is this?
Right, baby?
Right. Hey, it's funny you said that too, because at the end, he's like, I only think about you when I'm watching it, right? And so she ended up just started leaking too, because she ain't thinking about him.
Exactly.
Right, so it's kind of funny too about that. But, you know, it's not really funny, but that was funny, the little skit, but... You know, that's what our people are dealing with, even in marriages, right? A lot of people are dealing with this addiction to shake it. Give me Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 22.
I tell you, them women act like they ain't dealing with that shit.
Right. They be trying to hide it.
They trying to hide it pretty hard, man.
Right. Let's get that. Jeremiah 4 and 22.
This is the book of Jeremiah, chapter 4 and verse 22. For my people is foolish. They have not known me. They are sottish children.
Mm-hmm.
And they have none understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good, they have no knowledge.
Scripture says they are wise to do evil, right? So it's kind of funny, too, when we was watching the video, you know, he knew to avoid deleting the history, right? He knew to do that and delete the cookies, right? But he wasn't wise enough because she was able to go back and look and see that the history has been gone, right? So I'm pretty sure brothers think like, thank God for the incognito tab, right? Because it's like a little incognito tab is where you just type something in, you delete that tab. There's no history of showing up.
See, I almost don't even know what you're talking about.
So the crazy thing about that incognito tab, of course, there's different reasons for that. But the way that people use it now, you know, it's wise to do evil, right? It's crafty, right, to avoid certain issues, you know, something like that happening.
Right,
somebody goes back and look into your history, right? Give me a second Ezra chapter 16, verse 63, right? And like you were saying, too, how women, you know, they try to hide it, things like that, but the Most High God already sees it, right?
Yep. Is that 63?
Yes, second Ezra chapter 16, verse 63.
This is the book of second Ezra.
Well, you know, Esau will give you those... facilitates,
mm-hmm.
you know, the sin.
Right.
It gives you the tools that
you need
to, you know, make sure you perform that sin.
Exactly. It's like, you know, that's heavy, too, because, you know, that's that crafty counsel.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
That's heavy right there. Go ahead.
This is the book of Second Ezra, chapter 16 and verse 63. Surely he knoweth your inventions.
So the Most High God knows our inventions. He knows what we're about to do to try to avoid certain things or try to do certain things so we can be crafty ourselves, right? Because the scripture said in Jeremiah 4 and 2, we are wise to do evil. Mm-hmm. Three.
Surely he knoweth your inventions
uh-huh.
and what ye think in your hearts, even them that sin and would hide their sin.
Even them that sin and would hide their sin, right? So the Most High God knows when we hide our sin, right? Mm-hmm. The Most High God sees it. He knows it. And he knows when you're trying to be wise with it. He knows that we are crafty and rebellious people. Mm-hmm. He knows that. And so that's why we need to make sure that we are preparing ourselves and not avoiding all our lusts so we won't be tempted, right? Give me a Sirach chapter 7, verse 8. Sirach chapter 7, verse 8.
Well, you know, even just going back to that video just now, right?
Mm-hmm.
She said that whenever she goes out, she come back, she check the history.
Why?
Right.
Because her stuff is gone.
There you go.
Hey, you bitch, bro. Hey, whoever prove you, bro, they got to watch their stuff.
Hey, real
bro. Your kids, too, brother. Hey,
oh, man.
Ain't no playing with you, bro, for real.
Hey, brother Shark is attacked.
Right.
Like my son, I don't remember what the hell I was talking to him about, but, you know, you give an answer, there's something behind your answer right there,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he's like, he not getting it. But yeah. I'm trying to say, bro, when you answer me, just be straight.
Right.
Because whenever you don't be straight, guess what?
I'm a no.
I'm a no.
Right.
I know when my kids lying to me, too. You know your children. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Yeah. You've been with them their whole life. So
for real.
You know when they telling the truth, when they lying, what happened?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. Go ahead. Sirach 7 and 8.
This is the book of Sirach, chapter 7 and verse 8. Bind not one sin upon another.
So don't add sin unto sin, right? Don't let it stack up to where you get to have, you know, your sin is through the roof, right? Reap.
For in one, thou shalt not be punished.
So every time you watch pornography, every time you buy a prostitute, every time you relieve yourself, so your
tensions.
Yeah, right. Every time you do that, sin is not going to be a punish. So think about all the people that wanted to, they released themselves and then all of a sudden they wanted to do it right after, right? Mm-hmm. Or the next day or after 30 minutes, right? All that's right. Sin unto sin, right? You stacking it up right
You're
there, your
piling
sin.
It up.
Right. So that's something that we need to avoid because we ain't going to be unpunished for each every time we do that, right?
Yeah,
every time we do that. Huh?
Can I add a script on this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me get Sirach 23 and 18.
I get it.
I don't know if that was in the arsenal or not.
No, sir.
This is the book of Sirach, chapter 23 and verse 18.
Bring it out.
A man that breaketh wedlock, saying thus in his heart, who seeth me?
So, like, on the clip that we just showed, he thought he wasn't being seen, but the wife was checking their history.
Right.
And the Most High sees it, too. Go ahead.
I am compassed about with darkness.
I'm in the dark. Ain't nobody at home with me. I'm in my room. I got all the lights off.
Go ahead.
The walls cover me.
The walls cover. Can't nobody see me. Go ahead.
And nobody seeth me.
Nobody seeth me. The Most High see you, though. Go ahead.
What need I to fear?
So what do I have to fear if no man can see me or no woman can see me. Go ahead.
The Most High will not remember my sins.
And that's why our people fall when they think, oh, okay, just because I'm in a place where nobody's around me, the Most High is not going to see what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 19. Such a man only feareth the eyes of men.
Right. Exactly what I just said. Go ahead.
And knoweth not that the eyes of the Lord 10,000 times brighter than the sun.
The Most High see everything that we do.
Right.
Behold in all the ways of men.
And he knows all of our ways, like the officer was just bringing out. Go ahead.
And considering the most secret parts.
And he considers those things that we may not even bring to the light. He considers those secret sins.
Exactly.
Yes, can I pull the script off, sir?
Yeah, go ahead.
Give me 2 Corinthians 5 and 10. This guy goes along with what you just brought out, officer.
This is the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5 and verse 10.
Great.
For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
So we all going to appear before the judgment seat of Christ to be judged. Read.
That everyone may receive the things done in his body.
And we're going to get payment or wages for everything that we've done in our body. Read.
According to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad.
Whether it good things and all your bad things, we are going to be judged for these things. Just like you said, officer, not to let your sins start to pile up on each another because every one of your sins are not going to go unpunished.
That's right.
That's all I got.
Give me, you have something?
No, go ahead.
Give me Matthew chapter 6, verse 21. We're going to end with this one.
This is the book of Matthew, chapter 6, and verse 21.
Bring it out.
For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
So if you look up the word treasure, right, one of the synonyms is cherish. So it says for where your treasure, wherever you cherish, wherever your desire is, what you cherish, there will your heart be also. So, of course, you know, the heart is your mind, right?
Right.
According to Mark 7:21, if I remember correctly.
That's right.
Right. So there will your mind be also. So whatever you cherish, there will your mind be also. So if you cherish pornography, if that's what all you think about, that's where your mind will be, right? So yeah. That's why these people that had certain issues to where they have a compulsive behavior to where it's an addiction, or it just comes up to where they have to get this done, right? I have to go watch this video so I can be relieved of myself, right? It's just like that. That's how people roll if you have this addiction. So, Lord's will, you all take heed to this and y'all learn something from it. You know, if you have this addiction, you know, work on it because, of course, you know, it takes time, right? Like cigarettes, right? You know, some people take time. You know, right. Some people take a day. But, hey, if you got it, get rid of it ASAP, though. Right. You can't.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
Right, right. Especially make sure you pray and fasting for right. it as well. All right.
Study, pray, and apply.
So
like
all praise.
Bishop say.
Right, right. All praise to the Most High, Israel. This was Power Hour, Lord's Will. We have Wednesday, the Power Hour Plus with Captain Joshua.
That's right.
Make sure y'all tune in for that. And next week, going to be just doing the La Hora. Yeah. So we're going to be doing the Spanish version of Power Hour next week. So all praise to the Most High. Shalom, Israel.
Shalom. Happy
Sabbath,
Israel.
Happy Sabbath.
Lego. Israel is back. We back. Israel is back. We got the nations running here.
Quick.
Because Israel is back. All lies on us. Because we keeping them low. When the Lord returns, Babylon will fall. Pre-test solid. We got them on lock. God's chosen people with Christ as our rock. Israel is back.
We back.
Israel is back.
We back.
You heathen geek, ready for our whip to crack.
Damn.